The Chinese embassy has protested at speeches given by the Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, and the exiled Uyghur activist Rabia Kadir at a human rights conference in Prague. The Peace, Democracy, and Human Rights in Asia conference, organized by Václav Havel's Forum 2000 Foundation, got underway on Friday with a panel discussion on religious, cultural, and indigenous rights. Rob Cameron has more.
The Dalai Lama has visited Prague on around half a dozen occasions, to the inevitable irritation of the Chinese government. But he's consistently denied accusations of separatism. And when he met a large contingent of journalists on Thursday, the Dalai Lama stressed again that he was not in Prague to talk politics.
My main commitment is two things. Number one commitment is promotion of human compassion, in order to bring inner peace. And then second, promotion of religious harmony. And then, most cases, as soon as I met some media people, their first question is political. They ask about the present situation in Tibet. I came here as a Nobel laureate, not for Tibetan issue.
This year's conference, organized by Forum 2000, provided an added irritant for Beijing, the presence of exiled Uyghur activist Rabia Kadir. The Chinese government has accused Mrs. Kadir of inciting recent riots between ethnic Uyghurs and majority Han Chinese, accusations she denies. The Chinese embassy reiterated on the eve of her arrival that in Chinese eyes, Mrs. Kadir had come to Prague to promote separatism. Both the Dalai Lama and Rabia Kadir took part in Friday's opening panel discussion on religious, cultural and indigenous rights. The Tibetan spiritual leader said democracy in China must come from within. Mrs. Kadir agreed, but said international pressure was also essential. Speaking in a later panel, Burmese democracy activist Khin Omar said many of Asia's leaders seem to suffer from the same democratic myopia.
The government in our region, Asia, are often more concerned with stability and economic development in their own terms than promoting democracy and participation of the people. The Asian governments neglect to realize that the most stable form of development is one that focuses on people, men, women, children, ethnic and religious minorities, and other disenfranchised groups in the society.
The man behind the conference, the former Czech president and former political prisoner Václav Havel, stressed the importance of foreign support for Asia's pro-democracy activists. Speaking from personal experience as a dissident in communist Czechoslovakia, he said the support he'd received from the West in the 1970s and 80s was a huge source of encouragement.
Thanks to Rob Cameron for that story.